Listening Library presents Beyond the Game, Maya Moore by Andrew Marinus. Read for you by Ozzie Jacobs. For Eliza and Charlie, Andrew Marinus. To my mom and my big brother, my two favorite basketball players. I'm glad we could bond over sports for once. Love, your favorite art kid, Deandra Hodge. Beyond the Game. A note about the series. A life is not important, except in the impact it has on other lives. Jackie Robinson. Beyond the Game tells the stories of remarkable athletes to convey lessons on empathy, justice, and social good. As a parent of elementary school age kids, I worry about the profound problems we are leaving for our children to solve. Even concepts as basic as truth and democracy are in peril. It's never too early to share the stories of people who have fought against hate and injustice in all its forms. We tend to admire athletes for their strength, speed, and victories. But this series does not celebrate athletes solely for their athletic feats. Instead, it chronicles those who have used their platforms to help other people, not merely by writing a check, posing for a photo, or showing up in the community for a day, but through extraordinary acts of humanitarianism. Of course, this doesn't mean the subjects of these books are perfect, or have not made, or will not make, mistakes in other areas of their lives. Athletes are human, after all. But in a way, that's the point. The people featured in this series are inspiring not because athletes are more important or better than anyone else, but because in revealing their humanity, they challenge the rest of us to act too. Anytime you have an opportunity to make a difference in this world and you don't, then you are wasting your time on this earth. Roberto Clemente. Chapter 1. Every morning when 3-year-old Maya Moore got out of bed, she treated the day as an opportunity for an adventure. Maya had so much energy that her mom, Catherine, always knew where Maya was. Even if she couldn't see her, she could hear her. There went Maya, running fast, screaming loud, knocking things over, having fun. She was an energetic toddler whose motor never stopped running. Crash, bang, boom! A little girl like that was a handful for a single mom. Working and raising a child by herself in Jefferson City, Missouri, Catherine desperately needed a way to keep Maya busy and find an outlet for her energy. One day, Catherine made a simple decision that changed Maya's life. She bought a small plastic basketball hoop and attached it to a door in their apartment. From that day on, Maya spent hours running down the hall and shooting at her little hoop. She fell in love with basketball. Maya may have come into this world on June 11, 1989, but the day that basketball hoop appeared in her apartment was the day a superstar was born. Chapter 2. When she was 7, Maya signed up to play on her first basketball team. She was taller than all the other girls, and a better hooper than most of them, too. She had quick feet, strong arms and legs, and a sharp mind for the game. For Maya, playing basketball was as important to life as fresh air, food, and water. So, when she outgrew the toy basketball hoop, her mom bought a real one and set it up in the driveway. Swish! Maya spent hours practicing her shot, and she learned that if she bounced the ball off the curb just right, it would bounce back to her for an alley-oop dunk. Slam! Around this time, the Women's National Basketball Association a professional basketball league for women, began playing games. Before the WNBA, only men had a chance to play pro basketball in the United States. It seemed like big-time hoops was only for boys. But that wasn't how Maya felt, and it wasn't how she played. When Maya watched women in the WNBA play ball on TV, she felt like she was sitting in the front row at a magic show. She was amazed by all the players' grace, size, and speed. But her favorite was high-scoring Cynthia Cooper of the Houston Comets. Maya dreamed of being the best someday, too. So she copied Cynthia from head to toe. She dressed in red and blue Comets t-shirts and wore a Comets cap over her long black braids. Her uncle gave her a WNBA ball, and Maya carried it everywhere.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?